Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is a new and dangerous development in the ongoing volcanic eruption in Hawaii. Lava from the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island is moving closer and closer to the Puna Geothermal Venture Plant. Crews have been working to cap the wells at the plant, which supplies about a quarter of the power for the island, around 60,000 gallons of a highly flammable chemical called pentane have also been removed from the site. Joining us now via Skype from Oahu is Ken Rubin, a volcanologist and chair of the Geology and Geophysics Department at the University of Hawaii Manoa. Ken Rubin, welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha. And how risky is the situation there near the geothermal plant?
This eruption is still a very dynamic situation, and there are hazards not only at the area of the geothermal plant, but in the neighborhoods around it. Can't underscore enough the importance for people who live in the area or work in the area to stay tuned to the reports coming out of civil defense. The situation on the ground is changing hourly.
And what is the risk exactly?
Well, so this is sort of uncharted territory for us. You know, the plant could be destroyed by lava. Or something, you know, less severe would be changes in the subsurface to the system that it uses to exchange heat with water to drive its geothermal energy production. That could be changed in a substantial way that would affect operations. Most of the hazardous materials have been removed from the site, so we don't have to worry at least about that hazard. You know, in a way, it's roughly the same situation as for the homeowners and landowners in the area. There may be lava inundation, there may be brush fires, there may be other sorts of damage from the earthquakes and so forth that are in the area.
But there are also wells at this plant that go down several thousand feet underground. And I read that there's worry that if lava reaches a well, it could cause the release of hydrogen sulfide, which is a very dangerous gas.
True. And it's a little bit speculative to say what exactly would happen if magma were to interact with one of these well holes. In fact, there was a very small, volumetrically small eruption of magma out of one of the holes about a decade ago. And there was another similar situation that happened at Krafla volcano, which is in northern Iceland. They were drilling a hydrothermal hole very close to the center of the volcano in its crater, and also had a small eruption outside of its, coming up through one of its holes. So it's possible to happen, but this is a very, very difficult thing to predict ahead of time. There's really not much that can be done to prevent it. If the fissuring is going to go through the plant area and magma is going to be supplied there, then there are various risks associated with that. Currently, however, the fissures that have been erupting are straddling the plant but have not crossed the property that the plant is based on.
As a volcanologist there in Hawaii, what are you predicting is going to happen? Is this just the beginning, what we're seeing already? I mean, now there are images of lava just continuously spewing. Is something bigger coming?
Well, predictions are always difficult in our business because the Earth doesn't always behave the same way each time. But we use historical activity on the volcano as our main guide, along with the observations that we're making on the ground. The current observations, which include earthquakes and ground deformation, which tell us about the supply of magma to the area, indicate that, at least for the time being, there's no slowdown apparent. The last major eruption in this area was in 1955. Right. That eruption lasted 86 days, and it started very similarly to this one, and about 3 weeks in, it intensified significantly. Now, the intensification that we've seen in the last couple of days at this site, we believe has to do with the clearing out of an older sort of resident body of molten rock, what we call magma, in the subsurface left behind from one of the prior eruptions, and that as that material was pushed out of the system by younger, hotter magma migrating down the rift zone, that magma has now reached the vents and is erupting much more vigorously.
That's Professor Ken Rubin from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He's a volcanologist there. Professor, thanks so much.
You're welcome.